There's a funny sight on Dayton Yellow Springs Road right next to Antioch University, a left turn lane that turns into nowhere, just an empty cornfield. As of right now, that's what exists of the Center for Business and Education, an idea that's been floated in Yellow Springs for over a decade. A combination of cold feet and lack of funding has frozen the project. Jerry Sutton is with Community Resources, the nonprofit that owns the land there. He says something new needs to come to Yellow Springs to bring in new tax revenue.
We are going to miss the next economic wave, and we're going to continue to lose our homegrown entrepreneurs to other communities that are willing to step up and address our needs.
Community Resources has asked the village to support infrastructure for the business park to the tune of nearly $1 million. Not an unusual economic development move, but an expensive one for a town of less than 4,000 people. And that concerns village resident Chrissy Cruz.
I think that if it's such a great idea and it's really going to be a great project for the community, they should be able to find investors willing to invest in it.
She's gathered several hundred signatures on a petition against public funding for the development. Opponents also worry they'll build up the lot, extend the road, raise the cornfield, and no one will come. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.